Four mech brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.
Army news, today's music. This is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Kay, linking up with Afghanistan. And from One Lang Song Company, I'm speaking to Major Jonathan Flynn. Hello, Major.
Hello.
Give me a quick overview of what you've been doing since you arrived in theatre.
Well, the time has gone very quickly, and we've been here for nearly 6 weeks now. When we first got out, we spent a period of time in Camp Bastion, just revising and reminding ourselves of the latest skills that we'd need once we got out onto the ground. And then everybody has moved forward to where they're working across the centre of Helmand. And we took over from the King's Royal Hussars, who'd been here for the previous 6 months, and they gave us a thorough understanding of Lashkargah and its surrounding areas where we're working. And on the 19th of October, 1st Battalion, the Duke of Lancaster's Regiment, took over and became responsible for the Lashkargah area of operations. We've got two companies out, Burma and Corona, who are both conducting patrols and operations in support of the Afghan uniformed police. And some company are using their specialist skills and weapons to support both Burma and Corona company, as well as the Afghan uniform police in their operations.
So what can you say about your main role there in theatre?
Our role as a battle group here is to enable the AUP to conduct operations and gain confidence and gain momentum against the insurgency here.
So what are going to be the major challenges for you?
The major challenges for us in the first part of the tour are building effective working relationships with our Afghan partners, and we've gone some way to achieve that already. Only the other day we had a very successful operation led by the Afghan police, supported by Corona Company, which found a large number of IEDs which have now been taken out of the system.
So how do you see the relationship with the locals and the Afghan security forces building?
Well, as they become more confident in their own abilities, the relationship will almost become more distant as they feel less requirement for our support. Their confidence is building very quickly. They're very experienced in this area. And so actually, a lot of the time, they don't really need our help at all.
Now, what are the weather conditions like there at the moment?
At the moment, I think we'd be very happy with them as a summer's day in the UK. It's fresh in the morning, about 10 degrees, and getting up to sort of about sort of 25, 30 degrees during the day. But it cools off very quickly again in the evening. So I think a reasonable summer's day in the UK would probably describe it best.
So is that a fairly comfortable temperature to work in? And are the conditions going to change, and is that going to affect your work?
As we move into the winter, as with anywhere, the weather will get worse. There is a rainy season coming up over the next couple of months, and that's going to make getting around for everybody more challenging, but it shouldn't affect us too much.
Any message back to the rear ops groups back in Katrick?
We're very grateful for all the support and the hard work they're doing there to make sure that those who are potentially going to come out are well trained and ready to go. We're grateful for all their support.
And just finally, to what extent did your pre-deployment training help with the job at hand?
Pre-deployment training was, although busy and we spent a lot of time away from home, was essential in making sure that when we got out here we could get up to speed very quickly.
That's great. Major, thank you very much for speaking to me today, and the best of luck with the rest of the tour.
Thanks very much.
Garrison FM.
And I'm linking up with Afghanistan to speak to WO2 Stuart Barton, also known as Dickie. Tell me what unit you're from, WO2 Stuart.
I'm from One Lanks, based in Katrick.
And how's the tour going for you so far?
Pretty good, actually. It's still nice and warm here. Very busy, which is the way that we prefer it, because time's going pretty quick. So, I'm quite content at the minute.
Plenty to get your teeth into.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are the conditions like there?
Normal sort of things, normal the places, very, very dusty, nice and warm, sticky, sweaty and horrible, but, we're comfortable, we're bearing with it.
And are they looking after you? So, what facilities do you have on offer there?
Plenty of stuff to do. We've obviously got the phones and the internet and that when we get a chance to use them. There is the odd TV here and there to watch some films and whatnot, plenty of gym kit and some fantastic food.
Excellent. So do you have a message to friends and family back here in Katrick?
I just wanted to say Hello, if you like, to my fantastic wife Sue and to my absolutely gorgeous kids Ella, Amy and Ethan. Not long to go, it's flying past, soon be home for an hour just after Christmas. Make sure you're looking after your mum. I'll see you soon.
I'm Chris Kay, linking up with Afghanistan to speak to Lance Corporal James Kemp from One Lanks. And James, how is the tour going for you?
All good, all nice and busy, as I expected.
So what can you tell me about what you've been up to since arriving in theatre?
Maintenance of the vehicles, keeping them on the roads.
So do you have a message for friends and family back home?
Yeah, it's for my wife Caroline and my son Jake. Sorry I can't be there for Christmas, but I hope to see you on R&R. Have some good quality time.
Garrison FM.
This is Garrison FM, and I'm speaking to Captain Michael Campbell from One Lanks Somme Barracks. And Captain Michael, tell me how the tour's going for you so far.
Yeah, it's going really well, actually. I've got to say the time's going much quicker than we thought. Still a long way to go and still a lot of work to do, but so far so good. And the weather's nice, which also helps.
Absolutely. So what can you tell me about what you've been up to so far?
Well, we're based in Lashkar Gah. I'm the Reemy officer, so our job, me and all the rest of the guys and girls that are here, our job is basically to look after all the equipment and all the weapons that that the battalion have and that the TSU Lashkar Gah hold, to make sure that the soldiers that go out on the ground have got equipment that's fit for use and gives them the maximum protection as they go out patrolling across the AO.
So the weather conditions at the moment, does that mean, you know, everything is fine with the equipment for the time being?
At the moment, yes, there are obviously a few areas, you know, that can be difficult to get to, but at the moment everything's fine. We're aware that as the weather and as certainly as the winter comes along, that clearly will affect the ground, but so far so good. Everything's going really well.
Brilliant. So do you have a message to friends and family back home?
Yes, I do, yeah. This is to my gorgeous wife, Debs, to my son, Charlie, and my little man, Ryan. Love you lots, missing you all. I shall see you in February.
Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.